The best known history of the migration of the Saxon Lutherans under Martin Stephan to Missouri is Forster's Zion on the Mississippi. There one reads of the pilgrimage of these confessional Lutherans from the control of the State Church of Saxony to Perry County, Missouri. There they hoped to establish a number of communities where they could freely practice their faith without government interference. They hoped to establish a Zion on the Mississippi, a place where confessional Lutheranism was the expression of the Christian faith. Their body of believers could be free from the influence of rationalism, pietism, and unionism. But even as they arrived in the States, their plan began to fall apart. Some of the immigrants stayed in New Orleans. Others stayed in St. Louis, never making the trek to Perry County to live. Within a year, their leader, Bishop Martin Stephan, who had ruled the pilgrims with an iron hand, had been exiled from the Perry County community because of immoral conduct. The entire community began to question whether they had sinned by fleeing the state church in Germany. Some even returned to Germany. Perhaps in some ways they did sin. Perhaps in their effort to establish a Lutheran utopia, they had failed to understand part of our text. It says, "For we don't have an enduring city here. Rather, we seek a future one." That lesson is a hard lesson for us to deal with, because we like our earthly kingdom and try to build our own kingdom. To suggest that the United States will not last forever will lead to accusations that one is unpatriotic. Yet no political entity has survived indefinitely. As a pastor, especially if you're in a rural area, one of the hardest situations you may have to have a family deal with is the loss of a family farm. The farm may have been in the family for 150 years. Present family members usually experience a great deal of guilt for having to sell what generations of their ancestors have toiled on. It marks the end of a kingdom. I have served churches that no longer exist. The one I was on in Vicarage has closed its doors, as well as a college at which I was librarian and taught. St. John's College of Winfield, Kansas, one of our synodical colleges. We all hate to see our earthly kingdoms end. What earthly kingdom do you cling to? Is it some educational institution like this seminary? Now that I'm a IU person working on a doctorate in library science there, you become very aware of the Indiana University kingdom. People wearing these bright red shirts, either t-shirts or sweatshirts. You see it on license plates now. You see flags flying in the air of Indiana University right under the United States flag. You see lawns where in rocks is the symbols for IU. Even as you go down there, you see a lake which has been shaped with the letters IU there. Very much an earthly kingdom. There's probably many other kinds of earthly kingdoms we have, whether it be our profession, whether it be a hobby we have, our house, our family, or some movement we belong to that we think is going to save either the nation or the world or the church. It could be the Michigan militia. It could be one of the countless movements in the church, be it confessional, charismatic, liturgical, or church growth. You can hold on to it as if it were a kingdom. But we have only one Savior and only one abiding kingdom. We have no enduring city here. Rather, we seek a future one. The only way to enter into that future kingdom is by following Jesus. The text says Jesus also suffered outside the gate to purify the people through his blood. Therefore, we should go to him outside the gate, enduring his disgrace. Jesus realized more than we ever will the transitoriness of this life. He said, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." Our text speaks of Christ's last journeys. These are the most important ones for us as Christians. The first journey our text speaks of is his trip to the cross. He walked out of the city gate of Jerusalem to get to a hill called Golgotha. There his blood was spilled for us. There he died for us. His soul journeyed, according to our text, to be among the dead. But that was not his last journey, for our text tells us that the God of peace brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus. Jesus journeyed back to his body and back into our lives to announce to us that we would never have to take that trip to hell that he had taken. No. Like the thief on the cross, our trip out of this world would take us to paradise, not the pit. Finally, our text tells us that Jesus is in glory. We know that he left this earth to go to his Father's right hand. He already is in that future city that we are seeking to go to. He is there, preparing our mansions for us. When we set foot inside the heavenly city gates, we can be assured that our mansion is complete. Every nail will have been hammered and every rug laid. Our journey will be over. 108 years ago tomorrow, Dr. C.F.W. Walther, a man who made the trek from Saxony to Perry County and then to St. Louis with the Stephanites, made his last journey. The Synod was in convention at that time here in Fort Wayne. 108 years ago today, in fact, it was a Friday, that first great Missouri Synod exegete, George Stechart, ministered to his friend as he lay dying. He asked him whether he was ready to die upon the grace of Christ, which he had preached all his life. He answered, "Yes." We need to be ready to say yes to the journeys God wants us to take in this life. We need to say yes when he asks us to leave home and study for the ministry. We need to say yes when he asks us to serve a congregation where it is apparent that it needs our talent. We need to say yes when it becomes apparent that it is time to retire. We need to say yes when God moves us from one area of service in the church to another. We need to say yes when it is time to enter the heavenly city. And as we journey through this life, not clinging to any kingdom we may have built or found ourselves to be a part of, we lead lives of sacrifice. Our text reminds us of that. It says, "Therefore we should go to him outside the camp, enduring his disgrace. For we don't have an enduring city here. Rather, we seek the future one. Therefore, because of Christ, we lift up a sacrifice of praise to God by every possible means. This confession of his name is the fruit of our lips. Don't forget good works and sharing, for God is pleased with such sacrifices." It It reminds me of that refrain from one gospel hymn, Blessed Assurance. It goes, "This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long." And we do so daily, praising God with our lips and our lives. Stephen's plan for a Zion on the Mississippi was bound to fail at some time or another. If not then later. 10 years, 50 years, 100 years, or 200 years later, maybe. Because that is how it is with institutions built by human hands. The question is not if an earthly kingdom will end, but when. For when Christ comes again in all his glory to establish in a new heaven and a new earth his eternal kingdom, gone will be the United States, gone will be Concordia Theological Seminary, gone will be the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Only his eternal kingdom will survive, and only it should. To him alone be the glory forever and ever. Amen.